The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we give glory to your name this morning. We adore you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for the power in the gospel. The power to make, the power to raise, the power to build. We give glory to your name, O God Almighty. Thank you for what you are doing on earth. Thank you for what you are doing in our midst. Thank you for your desire to fulfill your counsel. We exalt your name, O God Almighty. Thank you for this morning. I ask, O God Almighty, for mercy. I ask for grace. I ask, O God Almighty, for utterance, direction, in the name of Jesus. Let me speak as your oracle. Let me speak that which you want me to speak, what you want your people to hear. The next block for building. Help me, Lord God Almighty, to bring it forth this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Commandment, everlasting commandment. I am raising the bar. I'm giving you a new commandment. Not even new, but even that which is old, and I'm bringing it anew again. Even raising the demand. For without commandment, you can't acquire our life. Our life is hidden in our commandment. For as you keep our commandment, you come into our life. You come into our life. You acquire our life. So this morning I bring you commandment. Even commandment from the Father. Commandment from the Father of how to live and not die. Of how to live and not die. For if you keep this commandment, you cross from death to life. You pass from death to life. And it is for you. It is for you. The commandment is for you. It's for you because you are ordained to live. You are ordained to live. Receive the commandment. Receive it. Receive it. For grace is here. For grace is here. For grace is here. For you to keep our commandment. And you will live.
Amen. Amen. So we are talking about confirmation. He whom he foreknew, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of the Son. The image of the Son. That he might be the firstborn amongst many brethren. Many brethren. Many, which means all the brethren, many brethren should look exactly like the Son. many brethren, which means all the brethren, will not make that destination. And there are things that will stop people from making that destination. There are things. Because what you do is what you become. You don't become until you do. You don't become. You can hear and hear and hear and hear. If you don't engage what you hear, you will not become. Hallelujah. So the reason for, like I was saying yesterday, revelation is to give us what to do. You must understand first. You understand what is being painted. And the Spirit of God is there to make us understand. When you are hearing message like this, it's not just what you are hearing. Most of the time when I'm hearing messages, I'm seeing pictures. I'm seeing demand. At times, when the message is going on, they might not be talking about that thing that the Spirit of God is quickening on my inside. He'll just make me see. Are you seeing something? Are you seeing something? And then the demand comes. From now on, this is the way I want you to be behaving. This is the way I want you to be what? To be behaving. At times, it might not be during preaching. It might just be on your own. The Lord will just bring a picture, a verse or a scene in the Bible. Like one day, I think I was going on that. I've said this thing many times. I can't remember whether I was in the room or something. The Lord just brought the scene of the garden to me. When they were coming to take Jesus, He wanted to give me a commandment. He just brought the scene of the garden. I just saw the soldiers, coming with a sword, with all sorts of things, weapons to come and capture Jesus. They were coming. It's just my thought. Then I saw they came, and Jesus said, "Who are you looking for?" And I saw Peter. Peter just drew his sword. Okoshe, why? I said, they're laughing. I was laughing on my own. I said, this is the reaction of a natural man. When your life is at stake, you rise up to defend your life. But if we cannot kill everybody, before they kill us, at least let's bring down a few. That's the way a natural man will react. I started laughing because I know, do your own. I laughed and laughed and laughed. Then I now saw Jesus. After Peter cut off the ear, Jesus bent down and took the ear and gummed it. He didn't pray in tongues. He didn't say, "Father, give me grace today to do what is right." He didn't fast and pray. He said, "Let me go home and know and meditate on the right thing to do." No, he has been built with righteousnesses before that time. He had been prepared before that time. How did they prepare him? By teaching him. His father taught him so much. He knew exactly what. He didn't have restriction. He just bent. You know, it's a very difficult thing for a human being to do. Somebody is coming to kill you, and they are now repairing his ear. See one gay? Are you seeing the firstborn amongst many brethren? Are you seeing who you are supposed to be? But you don't do it by grow. Revelations and obedience. So when I now saw Jesus, in my thought, just that thing was plain. He picked the ear and gummed it. And told Peter, "You know me, I will not cut ear. That is my own. I'm too holy to cut ear. But when ear is cut, I'm my own gum. Tell me mogeni. So all that thing that the Lord brought to my, He wanted to say something. I saw Jesus, He picked the ear, He gummed it. The Lord now told me, said, "From today onwards, I want you to begin to gum ear." When we say God is good, that is good, the goodness of God. He doesn't do evil at all. He doesn't repay evil with evil. He will overcome evil with good because of his configuration. The laws that configured him does not allow him to do evil. The laws, there are things that made him up. Those things, they are actually righteousnesses. They are laws. Just as laws made up Christ. Laws, higher laws. Like Jesus said, my Father is greater than I. Higher laws made up the Father, made up God. Laws of eternal life. Laws. The reason he's sitting on the throne is because he's got laws that is compatible with that throne. The throne and him, they are one. Ha! You know, God needs to begin to paint pictures of what, who he is to us, so that we can have an understanding of who we are meant to be. What it does not yet appear, what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, his appearance is not when he appears in the sky. It's his revelations. His revelations. God. For man to be like God. That's why they need to process us from milk. Those things are preparations for the ultimate becoming. You take milk, you take Christ, you become something in Christ. You know one thing I always say? One thing that Christ should give to you that will prepare you for taking God is that Christ detaches you from the natural to a large extent. Christ raises you up to appreciate the spiritual, to appreciate that which is not seen. You know, our sin, our offenses, they are tied to what we see. The root of our sin is what we see. We offend because of what is visible. We offend because of that which is passing away. So in Christ, they begin to teach us why we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal. The things that are not seen are eternal. The first sign of spirituality is that you begin to de-emphasize the natural. That's a sign of spirituality. You begin to de-emphasize. You don't de-emphasize it out of religion, but out of understanding. There is a clear understanding in your spirit that the spiritual becomes real to you. The spiritual becomes tangible to you from the learning of Christ. You are able to relate with spiritual substances that will become when you yield to what you are seeing, they become tangible, they become real. So when you are holding the natural and they tell you drop it for that which is you are not seeing, you will not struggle because you have learned, because Christ is the spiritual meat. Christ is the spiritual meat that when you take enough of him, it makes you spiritual. Like I said, the test of spirituality, you are rating that which is not seen higher than that which is seen. When you have been formed, then you can take a higher law. Because that law of God is farther unseen than that of Christ. Christ conforms you to be meek. Because Christ is meek. Spirituality is meekness. Is lowliness. Preparing you for the higher commandment. Because my Father is greater than I. And he that is greater is meeker. You are not great if you are not meek. To be greater than me, you have to be meeker than me. That's how they calibrate greatness. in the realm of the spirit. The realm of the spirit is a calibration of humility, lowliness, and meekness. The higher you go, the meeker you become. Praise the Lord. But where am I going this morning? We have all learnt it, that the peak of the learning of Christ is charity. The peak of the learning of Christ is charity. In milk, you learn love to all the saints. When you get to Christ, you learn charity. Now, charity cannot be carried out, like I said yesterday, without purification of the soul. Seeing that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth unto the unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another fervently. So, without, what are we being purified from? The world. The world that is in the world, they will prevent you from loving your brother fervently. The world. The lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, they are stumbling blocks to fervent charity. So Christ purifies us from the world so that we can see clearly. The world will blind your eyes. It will not allow you to see your brother. Lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, pride of life, we must be purified from it. And it is the truth that is in Christ. That's why I said the sign of spirit is a spiritual man. A spiritual man that can do fervent charity. Who has been purified from the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. When pride of life is in place, you will never be able to esteem your brother better than yourself. Never. You will always strive to be the best. Pride of life, pride of achievement, pride of attainment. Attainment in any realm and every realm, even in spiritual realm. So we now use even spiritual things. The flesh will carry spiritual things and use it against your brother. So they said, fervent charity, that seeing you have purified your souls unto the unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another fervently. As you are practicing that fervent charity, then you are calling for the incorruptible. Because when you are practicing fervent charity, you are calling for the incorruptible seed. The incorruptible. It's a being born again, not of corruptible, but of incorruptible seed that liveth and abideth forever. Incorruptible. You are not qualified for the incorruptible seed if you are not engaging in fervent charity. Fervent charity. Fervent charity. Why? Because the zone we want to enter into is the zone of God. We want to enter where? The zone of God. They want to burn us. And one thing about God's zone is that God is love. God is love. That love that God is higher than your fervent charity. Is a higher level of love. So going into God's realm, you are going into the love zone. You are going into the love zone. Hallelujah. You are going into the what? Love zone. The law of that realm is love. The commandment of that zone is love. Is higher than fervent charity. 1 John chapter 1, that which was from the beginning, which we have what? We have seen, we have heard, we have seen, we have what? Looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life. That is the beginning, the life of the beginning. Eternal life. I was saying it yesterday, that the day of God has always been. God has always lived in his day. Praise the Lord. The day is dawning on us because we are creation. We are God's creation. We are the one who needs to receive the dawning of the day. God is living inside bright light. The day. Hallelujah. So it's when it's coming to creation that they begin creation with a lesser light until they bring us to the day. Hallelujah. He said, we show unto you that is the life of the beginning. And that is the life we are called to come and participate in. That is the life we are called to come and inherit. Eternal life. Hallelujah. And he said something. He said, that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Yes. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. So fullness of joy is as a result of eternal life. You know, he said, that will show me the path of life. The path of life. For in your presence, that is, if I walk in that path, in your presence, is what? The fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Pleasures, nothing informs pleasure except life. So the path has to be made known so that I can walk in the path. As I walk in the path, I get to the place, his presence, the fullness of joy, his right hand. He says, so I write these things unto you that your joy may be what? May be full. This then is the message. This then is what? The message. Which we have heard of him and declare unto you. This is the message of the beginning. Beginning message. Hallelujah. That which was the conversation of the beginning. That which existed amongst the Godhead. This is the kind of life they have been living from the beginning, and they are now bringing us into their conversation, into their fellowship, that we should come and live the way they live. This then is the message. That which was from the beginning. There is a conversation of the beginning. There is the reason why they live and they can never die. There are laws responsible for their existence. There are things that constituted them, that made them who they are. And it is a great love to man that man is called to come and partake in this beginning life, beginning existence, beginning understanding, beginning thought, beginning conversation. Beginning. That which was from the beginning. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. There is a way the beginning beings are. There is how they look like. By the time we fully see them, all of us, Amadi or Daniel. Abi, you don't understand what I'm saying. They need to paint it to us. You know, the beginning conversation will come to us by preaching. God is unveiling it, is making it known to men. Praise the Lord. So he said, this then is the message that we heard of him, that God is light. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. God is light. When you say God is light, you think God is a shining bulb. and in him is no darkness. Is a lifestyle, is a conversation. Light also is a conversation. It has his conversation. There are things that are made of God that will not make him to repay evil for evil. It's just his configuration. God is light. In him is no darkness at all. Now when we look at that God is light, you begin to wonder. Chapter 2 now tells us that if you say you have fellowship with him and you walk in darkness, say you lie and do not the truth. If you say you have fellowship with light, with God who is light, and then you walk in darkness, say you lie. Please give me chapter 2. Now talks about he that loveth his brother, what does he do? Abideth in light. But he that hateth his brother abideth in darkness. So that God is light, he's saying God is love. God is light, he's saying God is love. Now, we don't even understand the depth of that love yet. It's yet to be unveiled to us. The love commandment that, he said this is the commandment that was from the beginning. That we love one another. Which means, if I have, you know, there was a time I was having an issue with someone. And the person was offending me repeatedly. And the Lord came as he is himself. When he comes to instruct us, he instructs us from what constitutes him, from who he is. If you want to be like him, you must be doing what he's doing. For if we say we abide in him, we ought to walk even as he walks. Abiding in him is abiding in light. Repeatedly. I will struggle to forgive. Kinto pari forgiveness. What is she going to call me? Continuously like that. I said this one is too much. It was wearying me. And the Lord came to me and said, I want you to love this person. He doesn't have two commandments. He doesn't have two. He's one. He's constant. He's steady. No matter the offense, no matter, he said, I want you to love this person. I said, Lord, it's difficult. He said, then I didn't understand what he was saying. He said, I want you to love him with the love of God. The love of God. It's not the love of man. The love of man is when you do good, I do good. I didn't understand. It's now I'm beginning to understand what he was trying to say. There is a way God is. There is who God is. There are laws that are made of God that will never make him to die. So one day the Lord told me, he said, if you don't do this thing, my fellowship with you will be affected. I said, I got so heartbroken at some point, I was beginning to accuse God. And the Lord asked me a question. Will I tell you to do what I will not do? So when I'm giving you commandments, I'm instructing you from who I am. I'm giving you the things that made me up for you to do. Maybe you want to become like me. If you don't do it, you don't become. We are coming to a place of high love. Who God is the commandment he will draw for us. And that love has no limit, has no boundary. God is going to stretch our capacity. Not with, you know, when you love those who love you, you are still like the Pharisee. Say, except your righteousness exceeds that of the Pharisee, you cannot enter. Are you seeing that? The Pharisee greets those who greet them. They play with those who play with them. They bless those who bless them. He said that is the if you see somebody any head that gone, he doesn't repay evil for evil. He's always doing good. He's always doing good to people. But the people he's doing good to are people who are good to him. That is the level of human love. But to come to God's realm, Bible talks it. It says you will be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, what brings that perfection? He said you do good to those who abuse you. Love your enemies. That one is not in the realm of man at all. Love your enemies. Pray for them that despisefully use you. You know, there's something I learned. This is even, we are still talking of the realm of charity, getting ready to cross to God. This lady, there was something she shared. Her life is a challenge to me. And I see how God is. Joyce Meyer. I don't know if you have ever heard her story before. Her father started abusing her sexually as a teenager. And did it for years. Everywhere, very bad places. Take her to a burial ground to go and sleep with her. As soon as she was ready to drive, he said he would teach her how to drive. The only reason he wants to teach her to go and sleep with her. Everywhere, anywhere. And the mother was there. The mother could not help because the father was such a bully. We drive her everywhere to burial ground. Say, I'm going to teach you how to drive. We'll sleep with her. She said she was always feeling dirty. She will have a bath several times a day. The father was always sleeping with her. One day he was sleeping with her in the car on the road. And the police caught them. And the police said, what are you doing? Said, I am going to charge you. So he was begging the police. The police said, no problem. The only reason I will not charge you is if you allow me to sleep with this girl also. And the father agreed. Oh no, it will be like the father. The father agreed. The only thing that saved her was that a phone call, emergency, came for the police. So he ran away. That was how she was saved from being abused by that policeman. So when she could no longer take it, she ran out of the house and got married to one man, Shah, you know, just way of escape. And then the man also abused her. Until she now met this husband that she married. She now says for another many years, she was sending money, taking care of the father. You know, that one is enough to break somebody who is not advancing spiritually and wreck you for life. But she cooperated with God. She was raised. One day the Lord came. He said, where your father is living is too far from you. He said, bring God to the town where you are living so you can take proper care of him. I want to be like Jesus. The Lord told her, they bring your, of course, they cannot sleep with her again. But such a person, when you love them, you want to love them from afar. You know what? Purified. The Lord would have purified that soul from the past. She will even come to a place. You know, when God raises you, you come to a place, you now begin to pity the man. You have compassion. He said this, he was a victim of Satan. Instead of accusing him and blaming him and saying, because that was a painful thing to do to a daughter. And God saw all those things. But God wants to raise her to be like him. Now instructed, that is what God would have done. He's showing you, this is what I would have done if I were to be in your shoes. Have we seen how God wants us to relate with ourselves and even those who hurt us? Say, bring him The way he's saying is too far. You know, God is helping her. It's God's love towards her. When God is commanding you like that, he's showing great love to you. Great love. Great love. He wants you to be like him. He said, bring him close to yourself so that you can take care of him properly. A carnal man does not even want to take care of such a person. If you are born again ordinarily, you don't even want to take care of such a person. You need to be somebody who is submitting to God. God knows you will be able to take that commandment. Because she has been raised to that place, he knows she can take it. So you see what I'm trying to say? God will not bring higher commandments to us if we don't do well with the lesser ones he's bringing. It is commandment upon commandment. Commandment upon commandment. When you do well in this realm, he will take you higher. Where he's taking you to is to be able to do exactly what he will do if he were to be in your shoes. Who is he? God is love. And the law that controls the life that we want to inherit is love. So they train us with the love of the brethren. God is bringing us to a place of high love. The knowledge of God will disarm us. You know what the Bible says about our Lord Jesus? Such a high priest became us. Who is what? Holy. Is what? Is harmless. When you say harmless, you think he's somebody harmful. He's somebody who carries knife or carries a broken bottle to Dakeregbemu. Say, that guy is harmful. You know, you can harm with your mouth. Yes, much more harm can be done with the mouth. And I'm not saying harming the innocent. Yesterday I was saying that, do you know that you don't have a right to speak evil of somebody who speaks evil of you? You are being harmful to the person. Did you see Jesus when he was being led as a lamb led before his shearers? What did he do? He opened, not because the opening of his mouth would be harmful. A lamb is what? Is harmless. Why? He cannot defend himself. When you can defend yourself, when you want to defend yourself, you will be harmful. So you see the display, what you saw being displayed is the character, the nature of the Father. What you saw Jesus displaying is the nature of the Father. The nature of the Father. Harmless! Harmless. Now I said he did not speak in tongues or pray for grace at that time. Grace has already raised him. Knowledge that the Father gave him concerning himself, because he had to learn of the Father. He said, my Father taught me. My Father, what was the Father teaching him? The Father was teaching him the things that make up the Godhead, the things that make for everlasting life. The Father was teaching him and he was obeying. As I see my Father do, I do. Did you notice something about Jesus? He was a doer. What the Father was showing him, he was doing. That is how he became. He said, be not deceived. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. That is, you become righteous by doing righteousness that is revealed. He was configured a lamb by the givings of the Father. The Father was giving him substances in the form of knowledge, and he was agreeing, he was doing. You can't be that lamb. You know, Reverend was ministering in Ibadan, and I was saying something. I became afraid. This is a tall order for us. He was talking about a vision he saw many years ago of the Lamb. A vision of the Lamb that was in the midst of the throne, who they say is worthy to break the seals and to open the book and to loosen the seals. Picture of the Lamb. But there's something I want us to see that God is bringing us to when we're talking about the day of God, the light that God uses. Hey, the picture of the Lamb. He said when he saw the Lamb, instead of seeing an animal, he saw a man. Very small. Very small. Okere. And then he had horns and had eyes. When you look at him, he is defenseless. But won't God go any defense? Bible says, as it had been slain. He said he didn't see a knife on his neck. What slew him? Our commandments. Laws. Revelations that he was yielding to. He was being slain. What was slain there is not the physical body. It's the soul. Was configured to a lamb. He said it looked like someone who has been slain. When you obey commandments, you will be configured into a different being entirely. He was small and looked slain, helpless. But on him rest all power in heaven and on earth. That brings me to what I was trying to share yesterday about the configuration of God. I shared this since many years ago. We're preparing for a convention. The things are being unfolded now. We're preparing for convention, and you know, I was feeling very sick. I couldn't explain what was happening to me. Until one of the nights I got up after the meeting, I just heard my secret are the things that made me up. My secret are my laws, my substances. I said, oh, what is your secret? What exactly is your secret? So I got to the room. I wanted to hear the secret. You know, when we talk about God, He's mighty, He's this, He's that, you are thinking of one fierce looking person. One person who is ready to kill at any time. No, that is not what explains the Godhead. He said, my secret. I said, what exactly is your secret? He said, I am low. That I am low was not just a word I heard. I saw an image in my spirit. He said it like somebody who is helpless, weak. I am low. And I saw someone who can be despised. Someone who has no reputation. Someone who is helpless. That is your secret. Because the first fear I had is not to despise him. The way he appeared, Almighty God, you are like this. So when I get up, I say, the meek and the lowly one, I praise you. The meek and I was helping my heart. Because we have been trained to despise what is low and exalt what is like that. The devil sold to us a dummy. Brought a conversation. See, what you see man display now is the inverted life of a cherubim. Pride, arrogance. Give me that verse of scripture. That was what came to my heart. The Most High dwelleth in a high and a lofty place. That's Isaiah, isn't it? For thus saith the high and lofty one, is high and lofty. You would think he's somebody who is puffed up. When you say high and lofty, you say he's puffed up guy. It's because of our mindset. Height, high. When we are talking about height, we are talking of something who is someone who is exalted in the natural. Puffed. But that's a very low person. They have to redefine to us what being high, being great, being mighty is. For thus said the high and lofty one that inhabited eternity. The one that inhabits where? Eternity. Whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. I dwell with them. You can't dwell with somebody who has chukuchuku all over his body. Where you are a lamb. You must be the same. Now, commandment is what will bring us to this place. That's what I'm trying to say. Because this is, they look unattainable. When I look at it, I say, how many young lady? Because nobody wants to be that low. Human beings were not brought up to be that low. We were brought up to be high. High. In everything you want to be high. So what knowledge will do? Knowledge will culture us to come down, to come down, to come down, to come down. Did you hear Isaiah 11? The product of knowledge is what you saw there. They collect all your weapons. The little child will put his hand in the hole of a cockatrice. It is no longer harmful. There shall no one hurt on my what? Holy mountain. Why? Because the knowledge of God shall cover the earth. The knowledge of God. What the knowledge of God will come to culture. Will come to culture meek. It is meekness for the lion to be eating straw with the goat. Have you money? Lion funare that can tear a goat. Goat is even his meat. How did they turn a lion? So instead of eating the goat, they have reconfigured. You know, these things are talking about states of different souls. Some souls are lion by configuration of Satan. What made them up is lion in nature. They can pounce on any goat and tear it into pieces. Some souls are deadly snakes. But you see, the beauty, the comfort there is that the knowledge of God was able to reconfigure. The knowledge of God was able to, I would like to read that place. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Before then, let's see the effect. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb. Wolf, don't be discouraged. If you are a wolf in your soul, you can become, you can dwell with the lamb. It's a matter of alteration of gene. And it's knowledge that will bring this to pass. And the leopard shall lie down with the kid. Leopard will lie down. He's restful. He's at peace. You know, that's the height of meekness and lowliness. A missy war, a missy kid, you don't hear me. And the calf with the young lion. You know, the young lion is more terrible than the father, than the parents. The calf will now lie down with the young lion and fastling together, and a little child shall lead them. So it's even a child that we lead. Little. And what is responsible for all this, even the configuration of the little child, is knowledge. So you see that city they call the New Jerusalem is a congregation of holy, little, harmless, harmless beings. They are harmless. What made them harmless is the light they interacted with. Light, knowledge that they interacted with. When they were appearing, they saw them. They had their light. It's like unto what? A stone. Jasper stone. They have the glory of God because they have the image of God. The image that is harmless. The image that is lowly. The image that is meek. Nothing short of that will make the city. Nothing short of that will make the throne of God. The throne of God, like Reverend said, is the throne of eternal life. What is inside God is what is configuring that throne. Anyone who will sit on it must have been confirmed, framed by the things that framed the throne. The things that framed the throne are the things that framed God. And this is the destination of man. This is where man, that's where God begins to teach us. You know, as we are growing up, he begins to teach us, the Lord used to tell me, I want you to be gentle. Because I can harass. When you misbehave too much, I will harass you. He said, I want you gentle. Then later he came, tender. I want you tender. When he was going to give me that commandment, he was giving me ahead of somebody's serious misbehavior. The Spirit of God came on me for days. Tender. I want you tender. Then, not too long after that, I was still, you know, the way the thing came, it was also like, kidney commandments in my leg gone. Tender. I was still romancing the commandment. I didn't know that something was going to provoke. Not too long after, somebody just insulted me. Serious insult. Mujuelo. Mushibugwe. Who they insult me? The Lord now sprang up the thing. Tender. You know, that insult will provoke some kind of thundering. They are preparing us for the destination. And he now, tender kidney, tenderness in me. He said, don't reply, number one. He said, don't correct that thing, number two. He said, don't behave wrongly towards the person. Muni, I should not correct this thing. This thing is only the correction, okay? He said, don't correct it. He said, don't even talk about it. He said, let it be. He said, and love. So I was struggling because I felt, Akini, you need the correction. If not, this person will not know that what he has done is right. I said, Lord, why did you say I should not react the way I will normally react? He said, because of the inheritance. What is the inheritance? Everlasting life. That is the character of the inheritance. Am I saying it's wrong to correct somebody? No, the Bible says we should correct. But in that situation, what it demands is don't correct. So I sat down one of those days, ministration was going on, and Reverend was talking about wisdom, and the Lord told me, do you know the wise thing? When you say somebody is wise, I'm like, hey, wise God. He said, do you know the wise thing to do in this situation? I said, what is the wise thing? He said, forgive. That is wise. He said, forgive. So one day I went to buy some gifts for somebody. So I said, let me buy this one. I now thought of that. You need a gift in here. And don't buy you need the gift. How can you abuse me? The Lord said, no, buy gift. Say no. Buy gift for the person. That is the conversation of the inheritance. So I bought the gift. It's not good for you not to obey that thing. Because you are about to, you are pressing into the inheritance. There are laws that you have to obey to enter the inheritance. Because the inheritance is controlled by laws. So I bought the gift. When I was giving the gift, undumi gone. But when I gave the gift, something left me. Something left me. Do you know what? My feelings changed by just obeying that commandment. The way I was feeling about that action changed. I just became free. I just saw love welling out of my spirit, out of my soul. Because there's always love in your spirit. It's the soul that resists what the spirit is giving. Say, buy gift. But what shocked me most is that because of the inheritance. To inherit the incorruptible, undefiled, and that which faded not away. He said, you practice fervent charity. Fervent charity. Fervent charity will bring the inheritance. Because the inheritance is the substances of the incorruptible God. The substances of the one who dwells in eternity. He is love. He is light. He is eternal life. He is laws. He is controlled by love. You see their conversation. The God, the way they relate with themselves. We need to learn that conversation. So that we can also fellowship with them. What the dawning of God's day is bringing to us. What that day is bringing the conversation of the day that has been since. Their configuration, what made them up, will be unveiled to us. And as we do them, we are changed. It does not yet appear what we shall be. But when we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Because when we see him, there's the way he is. There is something responsible for the way he is. The way he is, the way he's arranged. He's arranged very long. At times you will run away. So during that convention, you know, it was certain that the direction of that convention was meekness and lowliness. So a brother was sitting next to me. I said, Brother Colley, as I'm seeing you so, you are higher than God. Say, hey, one you want to higher than God. All of us are higher than God, Joe. We are higher in the negative. Because we are high, that's why we don't take nonsense. And it's because of our height. You see, Jesus, the Lamb, somebody like me. It's because of our height. That we cannot forbear, we can't endure. Reputation. Those are things that God will command us out of. They will show us, we will see him as he is. Seeing him as he is not seeing a vision of him. It's understanding his inward arrangement. Laws that configure him on the inside. And as we are seeing, they will be commanding us. What you see becomes a commandment to you. Like the Lord told me when he showed me all this, and I was laughing at Peter. Said, from today onwards, I want you to begin to gum ears. Gum ears. Not the ears of your friend. The ear of somebody that is coming to kill you. Gum it. I think I've been able to deliver something small. To make us see where they are calling us into. The conversation of that day will gradually dawn on us by revelation, by understanding, by preaching. They will paint, the Spirit of God will anoint our ministers to so paint the person of God, who he is, because that is what they want us to become. But we need to see first. We need to understand. And when we understand, we begin to do, may God give us grace to do. We will not fail. We will not falter. We will not draw back. We will go forward. We will add to what we already have. We will not draw back from what we already know. Rather, we will appreciate. We will appreciate in light. We will appreciate in understanding. We will appreciate in doing. We will do better than we ever done. In the name of Jesus. We will do and do and do and do until we become. In Jesus' name.
I bring you grace this morning. I bring you grace. Grace to obey even the beginning thoughts. Grace to obey even the beginning life. Grace to obey even the beginning commandment. For you see, what you see at work in you was not so from the beginning. It was not so from the beginning. A being reconfigured men that I gave beginning thoughts. And gave them that which was not so from the beginning. You see, the law of hate, the law of malice, the law of not loving your brethren is not so from the beginning. Therefore, I bring you grace again this morning for you to obey that which is from the beginning. You need to obey the beginning thoughts. You need to obey the beginning life. Beginning is not just a time. Beginning is a person. I am the beginning. I am the beginning. Obey my thoughts. Obey my thought and hasten out of darkness. Journey quick out of darkness. Journey quick out of that which was not so from the beginning. Journey into the beginning. Take your journey back into the beginning. Run out of death. Run out of death. Run out of death and run into the beginning thoughts. Run into the beginning life. And you will be a being of the beginning. You will be a beginning being. For I want to raise many beginning beings. I want to raise many beginning beings. I want to raise beings of the beginnings. Beings that are all in thoughts of the beginning. Beings that are low. Beings that are meek. Beings that are configured. Even with the configuration of humility, they are the beginning beings. They are the beginning beings. Run out of darkness and run into my thoughts. Run into beginning thoughts, and you will be a beginning creature, say the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Beretta. Ventelia Zibapana Brentofelia Danamaya Matua Pila Gentolia the Measure. Miniam Bracatas is a Veredola Tania Televela Dolatia as a Papa Radola Tessi Venatolia the Measure. I would measure out my commandments to you. I would measure out my commandments to you. I would measure out my commandments to you. I would measure it out to you. I would measure it out to you. And when you do them, you would leave. When you do them, you would leave. I would measure out my commandment to you. I would measure out my goodness unto you. You see, my commandment that I'm measuring out is my goodness. My commandment that I'm measuring out unto you is my blessing. My commandment that I'm measuring out to you is my life. I would measure out my commandment, for I live by that commandment. I live in my commandment, and I would measure it out to you. I would measure it out to you. I would cause my goodness, which is my commandment, to pass before you. I would measure it out, and when you do it, you will become good. For you see, God is good. God is good. God is good. My commandments are good. My commandments are life everlasting. And I would measure it out to you. I would measure it out to you. And I will make you good. I would make you good. I would make you good. You will come into my day. I would make you good. I would make you good. And you will be as good even as your Father which is in heaven. Say it, Jesus.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching, with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.